Welcome to Mr. Predictor. We had an England Ashes win to start the series off last week. Well, I certainly didn't predict that. Al, what a performance.
Fantastic performance by England. Neither of us predicted that. I predicted rain to come along at the weekend, but England had won by then already.
Indeed, the rain came too late for Australia. We move on to Lord's now for the second test. It was a fantastic place to play and watch cricket, of course. Let's have a little look at the odds for the second test. Australia 7-5, England 9-5, and the draw 5-2. So the bookmakers, I'm not sure they're really sure what's happening. That's very, very tight, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it's a really interesting time to be looking at both teams, because Australia, well, they got thumped, really, by England in Cardiff, and they weren't expecting that. And they've got to come back hard at Lord's to try and get back in this series. So it's going to be really, really interesting. And I think where it went wrong for them is they didn't have the stability and the discipline of Ryan Harris to come in there and really nip any sort of run rate for England in the bud. So it's going to be a really, really good test match. The bookies can't really divide or sort out who's favourites going into it. But I think England have got the momentum, and I would put a pound or two maybe on England winning that one and going 2-0 up.
I'm going to go for another draw. I think Australia will bounce back, play a lot better. This is a pitch, maybe the quickest pitch that we'll play on in the series, that should favour their bowlers. But England, you know, I think they'll be strong enough to see them off, but maybe they'll just cancel each other out. So I'm going to go for the draw. Last week we did our series predictions. I went for Australia 2-1. Ali went for England 2-1. It's quite interesting to see how these odds have absolutely flipped in the wake of that Cardiff test, because England are now 21-20 favourites. Australia 7-4. They were odds on last week, remember, and the draw is now 4-1. So are you going to stick with your prediction?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be a really, really tight series. Australia didn't play well in the first test in Cardiff, so they can only get better. They can't play any worse, really, I don't think. So England have got to keep their momentum. They've got to keep at that level of performance. And I think they probably will. They've got a lot of confidence coming out of that test match. So, yeah, I think England will still do it, but it's going to be close. And I think Australia will still win one match in that series.
And I do think the way that those odds really have sort of turned on their head almost just goes to show what a surprise and the way that England won was in Cardiff.
Well, it was. And, you know, good luck to the England team. They came out there and they put their stamp of authority on the series. And Australia have got to come back now. And if they don't come back hard at Lord's, they're going to be really struggling.
Plenty of other cricket going on at the moment, of course. We've got Bangladesh playing South Africa out in Bangladesh, where the series is level, heading into a decider out there in Chittagong. Let's have a very quick look at this one, Al. South Africa are 3-1 on favourites, despite losing very heavily in that second game. And Bangladesh 23-10 against. So what takes your fancy there?
Well, again, playing in Bangladesh is a really, really tricky series to play in. And India went there and lost. And South Africa, well, they could go there. At the moment, it's 1-1, so they could well go back with the tail between their legs. And that'll put the whole ODI sort of rankings in turn that on its head.
Well, I personally think that 3-1 on is far, far too short for South Africa, so I'm taking on the Bangladesh at 23-10. I see a bit of value there. What about you?
Yeah, I think I would go with Bangladesh. They've caused many upsets at home, and I think they could do it again.
If you look at the form teams in ODI cricket at the moment, Bangladesh, they are right up there. They really are. They've, as you say, beaten India, beaten Pakistan, beaten England not too long ago as well, remember, now beaten South Africa as well. Another team playing pretty well at the moment is Pakistan, if you look across all formats. They won the first one-day international against Sri Lanka. They play the second ODI, but Sri Lanka, they are at home. They are 5-4 on favourites. Pakistan evens.
Yeah, really interesting. Pakistan have really upped their game in one-day cricket and are looking a pretty good outfit.
I'm going to go for Pakistan to win again. I just think they've got enough of their key players in form. Sri Lanka trying out a few new combinations. So, yeah, Pakistan to go 2-0 up for me.
Yes, John, I'm with you there. Pakistan to win that series.
Well, quite unusually, we've actually agreed with each other quite a lot in this Mr. Predictor, which makes an interesting change. So thanks so much for your time and insight as ever.
John, it's always a pleasure.